Huge surge of A&E patients as hospitals brace for Delta is the headline above Eilish O'Regan's front page lead article for the Irish Independent this morning. She reports that hospitals are experiencing winter-level surges of patients in emergency departments, with some hospitals experiencing large numbers of people attending for non-COVID-related illness, according to the HSE's Chief Operations Officer, Anne O'Connor. Hospitals in Galway, Mayo, Tala and Mullingar are under particular strain, she said. And fears over the continued march of Delta feature across the papers and are on several front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads on the concern within government of a spillover of infections from the UK. And in its coverage across pages 10 and 11, the Irish Daily Star leads on the warning from the HSE chief Paul Reid that the variant is likely to outmatch the supply of vaccines over the coming weeks. It's Delta Skelter is the headline there. And the ongoing complexity of reopening indoor hospitality is elsewhere on the Independent's front page. Gabia Gatavetskaita reports that restaurants and pubs are to get protection against legal action for refusing entry to people without a vaccine cert. She writes that according to sources involved in the negotiations with government over these arrangements, establishments would be protected under discrimination and GDPR laws and against falsified certs. For the second day, a road tragedy is on the front pages, this time Wednesday's late-night accident on the N7 which claimed the lives of three men and left a truck driver with serious injuries. It's the lead story for The Star and The Irish Sun and features across the papers. Some carry photographs of the three men who all came from the West Dublin area and were aged in their late 20s and early 30s. We're told that DNA samples from family members will be needed to formally identify the bodies. Martina Devlin reflects on Josepha Madigan's Dáil speech on gender-based violence in the comments pages of The Independent today. She writes that to be a middle-aged woman in Ireland is to have encountered varying levels of unwanted and unprovoked sexual attention, ranging from pressure to coercion to aggression. Sexual violence is recognisable to every woman because every woman has experienced some form of it, she says. There are different degrees and situations, but no woman avoids it entirely. Separately, the Irish Daily Mail has news that hairdressers and beauticians in Ireland will be trained in how to identify customers who show signs of domestic abuse. This is as part of a scheme called Sheer Haven, which was first launched in the US by salon owner Suzanne Post, herself a survivor of domestic abuse. The scheme is expected to launch in Ireland and in the UK later this year. And the controversial decision to end restrictions in England is on the mind of the Examiner's leader writer this morning. Reflecting on yesterday's announcement that the Tokyo Olympics will be a spectator-free affair, the paper's editorial speculates that England's health advisers must be fretting about the huge crowds at the Euros and at Wimbledon this week, especially as the deepening COVID chaos in South Africa threatens the Lions tour in a way that seems to offer a prescient warning that cannot be ignored. They conclude that should infection rates and variants continue to escalate as they are doing, history will show that the Danes are not the only ones to fall victim to own goals and poor decisions.